What about homosexuality, Tony? You like men, huh? You like to dress up like a woman?
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? Are you kidding me or what?
Just answer the questions, Tony.
Okay. No. Okay? Fuck no.
He's part ass clown, part George Clooney, I mean, part Albert Einstein, part fucking Carrot Top. I mean, he's a wonderful mix of everything we love and hate about human beings, and it just ends up being somebody that I would love to have sex with. This is the show where I, neighbor Paul, filling in for the lovely neighbor Tony, invite motherfuckers over to my goddamn fort to listen to music containing profanity. In the fort tonight, we have...
Neighbor Dave!
How the fuck are you, neighbor Dave?
I'm good. I'm very good.
So where the fuck's neighbor Tony? Why the fuck am I doing this shit tonight?
I don't know, but he's been gone for like weeks.
I think I've
weeks
seen him...
Weeks on end.
I think I've seen him two, maybe three nights since Thanksgiving. And this is mid-January.
Just because Tony's gone, we still got to provide for our fans in China.
We
right?
Gotta. We got tons. We got probably, I think last I checked, at least 300 people in the Beijing area that listen to this podcast. So we've got to provide. So I have an idea tonight.
What do you got?
Why don't we do shit that Tony doesn't want us to do usually?
I got a song by a ukulele player.
Serious? Is it Eddie Vedder? In his ukulele album he put out?
Played a ukulele
album? Yeah, his most recent album is Eddie Vedder on ukulele.
No, it's not that.
Okay, what do you got?
I got a song by a guy named George Frombe.
What?
George Frombe, do you know who he is?
I have no idea who it is.
He was a basically a star in the 1930s.
What?
1930s and 1940s.
Okay.
He was
a star of what? You mean music?
The silver screen.
Okay.
He was a movie star.
All right.
And he was a movie star because he played like the guy who was a nice guy who was kind of a bumbling idiot.
Okay.
Right? But he always played a ukulele. There was a secret experiment done where they wanted to make a movie with a bunch of actors on acid. It was supposed to be a comedy.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a comedy about a bunch of people taking acid.
All right, seriously.
And this guy named George Frombe, wrote a song and played it during this movie. And apparently the movie was so bad that it was scrapped and the participants in the movie never spoke of it again.
For real?
Ever. For real.
Okay. But let me guess. Somebody unearthed the video, and it's on YouTube now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, imagine that, huh?
George Frombe, this is a song called When I'm Doing Acid.
Holy shit. Cue it up, motherfucker. So were they, was this impromptu shit, or these lyrics that were in? You'd be surprised what you get to do
when you're doing acid. I don't know, but I've taken acid and he's explaining it pretty well.
Wow. I would have got to wear me it if I hadn't had my trousers down. Because your perception in my mind is so wide open, I've gone blind. My brain's not the one that the Lord designed. Watching it, the guy's on acid, as far as we know.
As far as we know, they're all on acid. I don't doubt it, actually. He looks like he's on acid.
his eyes are all blue.
Can't see his pupils. That would be the telltale sign. Horses, drink and drive. If I ever fight the queen, I'll take a dive. I'm cleanest ruddy man alive, except I'm full of acid.
Turned out strange, didn't I, Mother?
George Formby in a movie, a comedy movie that never got played.
That's fucked up.
Crazy stuff, huh? You think Tony ever did acid?
No, I think he's more of a drunk.
I think he did acid.
All right.
Should we ask him?
Want to give him a call?
Let's call him.
Let's see if this fucker's still awake.
Let's ask Tony if he ever did acid. Tony, are you there?
What's up, Dave? Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Paul. Am I in a podcast?
Oh, you're on now, baby.
Excellent. Well, I'll speak up.
We got some static on the line, but we got a question for you, Tony. Can you hear me? We got a question for you.
What? Do you have a... Wait, first question is, are you holding a Geiger counter?
Hey, I think we should try this call again.
All right, I think there are excessive amounts of radiation at your grandpa's house, and you should leave immediately.
Oh, shit, man. What does this sound like on your end?
Do you hear it? I hear a Geiger counter. It's all staticky.
It's horrible.
All right, let's... You want to try it? Call him back.
It's my phone.
Dave says it's his phone. Will your fucking cell phone be any better? It's awful, Tony.
I don't have a speakerphone on my cell phone.
Are you shitting me? This is gay.
I'm getting every third word from you guys.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, this may not work, Tony, but have you ever done acid?
Yes, I may or may have not experienced acid.
Did your skies turn to marmalade?
No, but I did stare at static on the television for 3 to 4 hours and made complete sense of it.
Excellent. We're going to try to call you back on another phone, but I'm not sure if it's going to work. I think there's something wrong with my line.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Goodbye.
All right, bye now.
All right, Tony. We're trying again, but this time we're on my shitty fucking $15 pay-as-you-go Virgin mobile phone.
Excellent.
So I don't have any idea what you're going to sound like coming through, but let's hope you can hear. It'll be audible.
Got it.
All right.
Paul and I are just sad that you're not here. We're missing your presence.
Oh, man.
Did you really? Very nice.
Yeah. Just because I knew you guys. I knew it's a Saturday night. I know there's a ton of football on, and I knew you guys would be getting together to podcast. So yeah. I wish I was there too.
Oh.
Where are you, Tony? What are you doing?
I'm hanging. My grandma had rotator cuff surgery, which is really hard when you're a grandma. So I'm up here giving my grandma chicken noodle soup and hanging out in the north woods of Minnesota.
Has she lost anything on her fastball?
No, but she has to give me hand jobs left-handed.
So, Dave and I, as you maybe know, for a couple days have been saying, look, we got to do something tonight. So, we're just trying to crank out something quick here. And I got another song. We're not going to have you sit here and listen to it. It'll be more of a moderate... pleasant surprise later for you. We're trying to think of a few things that Tony might not want us doing tonight, and when we hang up with you, we're going to do them.
Oh, wait a minute. See, I was going to fully suggest you play some Social Distortion, and I have a feeling that you're not going to do that now.
Fuck no.
I hate you both.
Oh, I love you too. I'm glad it's opposite day.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night, Tony.
Good night, Tony. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, bye.
Later. I gotta stop smoking 3 packs a day. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Now that Tony's off the fucking phone, want to hear some rap?
Yes. Let's hear some anti-Tony music.
How about some, like, you know, contemporary pop music shit that Tony would never stand that I actually kind of like?
Like mainstream rap?
It's like mainstream dance club music shit.
Oh,
like,
shit. Well, who do you got? What do you got?
You know Lil Wayne?
I know who he is, but I don't know Lil Wayne.
I don't own any Lil Wayne, but I love a song called Stuntin' Like My Daddy. You ever heard that?
What's it called?
Stuntin' Like My Daddy.
Stunting Like My Daddy?
Stuntin'. No, it's stuntin'. An apostrophe. There's no G on that fucker. You want to hear it?
Yeah,
and
fucking.
We'll go from there.
Hell yeah, cue that shit up. All right,
just trust me. All right, here we go.
Cue it up. Chrome out 1100. What I'm doing? Getting money. What we doing? Getting money. What they doing? Hating on us, but they never cross. Cash money still a company. Bitch, I'm the boss. I can't even help it. I have to bob my head. Bitch, wait, that's all I gotta say. KC, you little niggas. I heard a bitch. Money in the way, and I'm sitting high against the ride blaze. And if you ain't gonna ride fly, then you might as well hate. Shit, I got it. I heard a shit. Even though I ain't know it ain't my birthday, but I got my name on that cake. Shit, believe that. And if the man's won't play, and I'm gonna fuck around and put the ball brains on the cake. Hey, pick them up, fuck them, let them lay. Where I'm from, we see a fucking dead body every day. Uptown, throw a stack at him, make a song about me. I'm throwing shots back at him. The bitch on my pipe, she like a crack addict. And she saw me cooking eggs, she thought I was back at it. I grab my keys, oh, I gotta go. Got my motorcycle jacket and my motorcycle low. On a Yamaha, chrome out 1100. What I'm doing, getting money. What we doing, getting money. What they doing, hating on us, but they never. Cash money still a company. So Lil Wayne is actually Dwayne Michael Carter, born in 1982. He called himself Lil Wayne. I gotta admit, I'm not sure if I love it or hate it. It's got that beat I don't like. It's like club, I'm cooler than you shit.
Yeah.
But his rapping style is cool.
Yes.
He can say fucking like nobody's business. You know we shine every summer, we grind every summer, and this is how we spend money. You see them business and them lambs, the mountains and them grams, bitch.
I don't have much else to say here. So, what we just heard, there's a hot chick from New York City named Bearbutt, and she did a remix of this, and we're going to listen to it now. You ready? She combined a different song with Lil Wayne. And I can't explain it, because I don't remember the name of the other song or two she combined with it. But here we go. Cue it up, motherfucker.
Because you're telling me this song has something to do with Lil Wayne's song?
Hey,
oh, yeah, okay.
Lil Wayne again.
I hear it. Hating on us, but they never cross. Cash money still a company. And bitch, I'm the boss. And I be stunning like my daddy.
That's all I gotta say. Can't see you little niggas. The money in the way. And I'm sitting high against the ride blaze. And if you ain't gonna ride fly, then you might as well hate. Shit, I gotta eat, yeah. Even though I ain't know it ain't my birthday, but I got my name on that cake. Shit, believe that. And if your mans won't play, and I'ma fuck around and put the ball
so
on
I'm
the
looking
cake.
At hey, YouTube right now up, fuck a couple play. Comments bro, one of them is oh my god, god. Another comment is, I want to fucking kill myself.
She thought I was back at it. Yeah, I grabbed my keys. Oh, I got to go. Got my motorcycle jacket and my motorcycle low. Chrome out 1100. What I'm doing. dressed up a coupe like a motherfucking caravan. I'm in my zone, my farm is so rare, man. If there's a phone, you looking at the chairman. How you want it? Show me my opponent. Throw me my opponent. Yeah, I'm still balling. I've never been a pussy.
Eat those chips.
A made nigga got made niggas with me. I'm a
motor. Oh yeah, Tony.
Hey Tony. Yeah. Lil Wayne ate some chips during this song. I know how much you like when I eat chips on the show. So in honor of you, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day, motherfucker. So fucking Lil Wayne, right at the end there.
Eating chips while
he's talking about all this fucked up shit about being a gangster and fucking chicks and driving a Yamaha, and just decides in the studio while he's fucking recording just to eat some chips. What the fuck is that? I've never, ever heard a fucking song, ever, any genre, where the fucking lyrics, the guy starts eating chips.
So the eating chips thing was on the original song, too?
Yeah. Well, that's what, I think we were gabbing about shit and we didn't hear it when it was happening.
Right.
So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's one of Tony's pet peeves. Just so you know, listeners, there's been many a podcast where Tony got super pissed because we're right in the middle of doing the podcast and fucking Paul is sitting there eating fucking chips.
I have a metabolism. I burn about 6,000 calories a day, and I'll eat dinner at about 6 p.m., and then we go on and we record this shit about 10:30 p.m., and I'm fucking starving. So I try to bring, like, beef jerky or something, but a lot of times I'm just bringing chips.
So we got a lot of prerequisites for Paul to be on the podcast. Number one, he's got to take a shit before he comes on, because otherwise he stinks us the motherfucking out. Number two, the motherfucker has to eat beforehand, because otherwise there's fucking chip munching going on the mic.
So I was listening to this shit during the week, and I was just ecstatic to find a fucking dude rapping. And he just starts munching on chips during the song.
That's beautiful.
So that's for you, Tony. I love you. We miss you. You're a wonderful friend. I hope you have a great 2012. I hope you and your family have great health. And I don't know, Dave, should we be blunt and just tell him that we're attracted to him and we love his little pot belly?
Fuck, he's hot, dude.
He is. He's charming. He's funny, he's intelligent, even though he thinks he's stupid, and he's one of the few guys, unlike you, to be honest, that I'm sorry, but I feel like hugging him every time I see him.
Okay, but take it out. We're going to take it out with a band called Tune Yards, and this was a band that the Rolling Stones said was the Weirdo Album of the Year, 2011. The song is called S.O. by Tune Yards. And until next time, pardon the profanity.
I do want to
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it records like we're hearing on our headphones. I feel like I'm on acid.
My name is Neighbor Paul Thornby. Tonight's show is sponsored by BearBot. Stuntin' like my only swervin'. All right.